The World Health Organization set a goal last year to fully vaccinate 70% of the population in every country against COVID-19 by June of this year. Momentum is falling off, and experts are beginning to fear that high COVID vaccination coverage may never be achieved in lower-income countries. So to talk a little bit more about this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Krishna Udayakumar, who's director of the Duke Global Health Intervention Center. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, I mean, why do you think the drive to vaccinate the world against this virus appears to be losing steam?
Yeah, I think we're seeing a convergence of multiple factors. One is that we're 2 years into this pandemic, and we are certainly seeing some complacency and fatigue set in around the world, as we're seeing in the U.S., certainly. Secondly, we're seeing the money dry up, that for this year's effort, the World Health Organization and others said we need almost $18 billion, about $16.8 billion. And of that, we've really raised less than $2 billion. So the money's not there. The momentum is not there. And the virus itself has changed with Omicron. As we've seen, it's highly transmissible. The immune evasion is also there to a partial degree. So the role of vaccination we've seen is much more about protecting individuals against severe infection, hospitalization, and death, as opposed to just stopping transmission, which is what our hope had been at the beginning. So all of these things together have gotten us to a point where, while we should be proud that over 11 billion doses of vaccine have been administered, we really have seen a shameful situation with inequities around the world where tenfold differences are in place between rich countries and poor countries.
So do you foresee us ever reaching that goal that the World Health Organization wanted, 70% of the population in every country?
We know that probably 100 countries are not going to get there by the middle of this year. But we should not give up on vaccination or vaccine equity by any means. A few things we can do. One is to make sure that we maintain aspirational goals over longer periods of time. The second is to make sure we have really concrete and actionable goals for the short term. We now know that fully protecting with fully vaccination probably means 3 doses, not 2. And if we can get close to 100% of high-risk populations, so people that are older, healthcare workers, other essential workers, that would do an enormous amount in making sure we're saving the most lives most quickly. And that's a pathway to get to stronger population level vaccination coverage over time.
But if we are losing steam, what will that mean for this virus as we move forward? Because as you mentioned, it's going to continue to mutate, which might mean new vaccines or new booster shots, which means sort of starting over from ground zero, doesn't it?
That is the risk, is that with infection rates still being high around the world, rising in many regions of the world, and relatively low vaccination rates, there's more of a risk of new variants emerging that might be either more transmissible or have immune evasion or both. So nobody is safe. Americans are not as safe as we might be if we don't regain the momentum to make sure everyone in the world is vaccinated.
A number of doctors that we have spoken to in recent weeks have said, hold off on this second booster because it's the same as the first we got. Let's see how this virus continues to mutate or what these companies come out with. Do you agree with that, or do you think most people should get this second booster?
I think the latest data we're seeing show that the second booster or fourth doses for most of these vaccines does hold value, especially for older individuals, in offering additional protection against hospitalization and death. So for those high-risk population, it certainly makes sense. When we're talking about a global perspective, we're really talking about first, second, and third doses as opposed to fourth. So if you look at boosters, most high-income countries are at 40 or 50% of population having access to a third dose. In low-income and lower middle-income countries, we're seeing that rate really just at 1 to 6%. So we've got a long way to go in making sure that we're getting first, second, and third doses, and then thinking about either fourth doses now or boosters on a regular basis over the coming years, which is likely to be necessary, at least for a high-risk population.
Are you happy with what the U.S. is doing, with what the Biden administration is doing to help some of these countries that have lower rates of getting their shots and vaccinations?
There is a lot that the U.S. government is doing and for which we should be proud. the U.S. has done more than any other country in terms of offering direct services, in terms of offering the most doses of vaccines, more than 500 million doses donated so far, in terms of putting money on the table, billions and billions of dollars. That said, it still is not meeting the needs in terms of the scope and the scale and the urgency of the need. Right now, we know that what's held up in Congress is a request from the administration for another $5 billion of supplemental funding for immediate needs. The U.S. has rolled out a program called Global Vax, which is helping get those 500 million doses that have been donated, plus the other 500 million we've already paid for the rest of the world, and turning those into vaccinations. So it's one thing to say we've paid for the supply. It's entirely different to say we now can help you turn those vaccines into vaccinations through shots in arms. That's not happening other than 11 countries right now because we haven't expended the funding. We are not able, like we're rolling out test to treat with access to therapies that can save lives here in the U.S., we're not able to roll those out to the rest of the world because we don't have the money to do it. Mm-hmm. There is a growing sense of urgency that the U.S. needs to do more, including investing additional dollars if we're going to see through the COVID response for the rest of the world.
Yeah, it all boils down to money, like you say, and always good catching up with you and getting your insight, too. That is Krishna Udayakumar, Director of Duke Global Health Innovation Center.